sticking a little bit closer to home at the minute. I'm going to cross now to Kilcormac, and I'm delighted to be joined by Anne-Marie Feary of Feary's Farm Foods. Feary's Farm was set up in 1957 by Billy Feary, and they've been growing vegetables ever since, particularly his two sons, Alan and William, joined the business in later years to continue to grow the farm and indeed grow the business. In 2019, Billy's daughter Anne-Marie started producing an Irish beetroot juice using their own beetroot grown on the farm, nurtured pesticide-free in the fertile soils around Kilcormac. And they've recently launched a whole new product, and Anne-Marie is here to tell us all about that. Anne-Marie, firstly, fantastic to hear of the expansion into new products as well. Take us where the idea for the beet bullet first came from.
Thanks very much, Ronan. The beet bullet, well, it came about, I suppose, as you just mentioned in your nice introduction there. In 2019, we had the regular beetroot juice, and that, you know, took off to a great success, and very happy with the way things were going. But I noticed over the couple of years that a lot of customers would continually ask, do you do the beetroot shop? And while I knew that a lot of athletes, you know, drink beetroot juice, I figured that what we were offering wasn't what they were looking for. They were looking for concentrated beetroot juice. The reason for that is the athletes drink beetroot juice because of global research carried out, you know, linking drinking beetroot juice and improving athletic performance and recovery. And so they go after this nitric oxide boost. So basically, in a nutshell, you know, anything upwards of 300 milligrams of nitrates they're after. So to put that into context, you know, you're talking about nearly almost like a 500 ml of regular beetroot juice in order to get that nitric oxide boost. So that's a lot of liquid if you consider it before you go for, you know, a run or a training session or a cycle. And so brings it back to they want you to drink beetroot shot. So concentrated beetroot juice, literally just extracting a lot of the water out of it and getting that volume down. So with this in mind, we had to look into it, and we developed the beet bullet. So what the beet bullet is, it's six shots in one bottle, in one offering. And each shot is 40 mils. And so, as I was just saying, 40 mils is the equivalent of almost a large bottle of regular beetroot juice. So that was the thinking behind the product. And happy to say that we launched it this summer, and to a very good reception. So we're really pleased with the feedback and how it's progressed even in the last few months. And I know it's early days, but it's been very positive.
But this is a 100% natural product too. It's just beetroot.
Correct. Yeah, there's no apple in this because, again, I suppose the athletes in this sense, they're not worried about the apple or the taste of the apple or the taste of the product in general. They're looking for the effects that it's going to have on them. So the apple is you know, not of interest to adding it to this product. It's the more beetroot, the better. So like a small bottle, say the 250 mils, that's the six shots, it's almost equivalent. It's a minimum of 16 beet in that small bottle. So it's a potent mix of beetroot.
It sure is. But again, it's a fantastic product, and thank you, because you sent a bottle in for me as well, and I tried a shot, and it's absolutely loving. It is, there's a lovely boost off it as well. One of it, that's a huge amount of beetroot to be grown as well. So how has your farm changed then? You've obviously expanded the area of beetroot that you're sowing over the past number of years.
Yeah, so the acreage has grown in volume. Last year it was 5-6 acres, and you know, it's growing every year, and I'm very lucky in the sense that, I mean, I probably wouldn't be in this position. I wouldn't have started the business if I didn't have, you know, the fact that, you know, the family is growing, you know, my dad, my two brothers growing the beetroot for me. So that's been huge. Even today alone was a busy day at home, all hands on deck. There must have been six people on the farm at home this morning, all involved in getting beetroot washed, ready for, you know, prepared to bring to Tipperary to get bottles. So a lot of work behind the scenes goes into the growing and the harvesting. And but my family, I'm very, very lucky like that. They'll find the time and put huge efforts into helping me get this business off the ground and to grow it year on year. So I don't take it for granted.
When it comes to developing a new product then, like the Beat Bullet, did you use any local supports then? Like, did you use the Leo or anybody, or get any kind of special advice in terms of, number one, you know, creating the actual recipe and doing some trials on it, even down to then designing the bottles and the labelling for it?
Absolutely. And I mean, I was very lucky, from year one, the product that we developed with the help of the local enterprise and innovation vouchers from Enterprise Ireland that allowed me work with Jadisk and the team down there, and you know, went back to the source of that, because you know, that was a good process for me. It worked out really well. So again, when the Beat Bullet came to mind, we went back and reapplied for innovation vouchers, and again, any help and offering and mentorship provided by the LEO, my local enterprise office, has been instrumental throughout all of this. You know, you really couldn't do it or get the business off the ground really without, you know, everyone's support and helping hands. So that's been huge benefit for me.
Being a business owner, and particularly in rural areas, can be challenging, and sometimes people often speak about a certain loneliness can come with it. But often when those supports are there, and even kind of initiatives like Acorns, again, a program that you've been through yourself, how did you find that, and what effect did it have on your business?
A huge effect. I mean, Acorns, by joining these networks of people, and actually lately I joined, I'm on another program, it's the Boyne Food Valley program. You're continuously meeting people, and all the businesses can be very different. It could be anything from a HR business in your group to a jewellery company to anything. But the overlap of problems that can arise on a day-to-day basis, or the help that you can provide for each other, is remarkable. And you know, like, by meeting with the groups and forming, you know, friendships, you have WhatsApp groups, drop a message. It could be a technical problem, it could be anything. And there's always somebody that comes back, or you know, offers advice that can be seen, you know, it can be very beneficial. And so I would suggest to anyone to join groups like Acorns, or you know, anything that gets a group together and supports each other in business. Yeah, it's huge help.
And of course, you know, it's great, Bobby, to be able to share your kind of your own ideas too, and even share samples of your own product with fellow entrepreneurs too, and see what their assessment of them is. Your beetroot juice that you started out with, which of course is beetroot and has a little bit of apple blended into that, how has that been in terms of, say, sales and growth in the market since you first got going?
Yeah, but actually very good. Like, when I spoke to you, I think I spoke back in 2 years ago, and or maybe it was just at the beginning. Was very excited before, you know, how the product was received, and you know, like, looking to grow the business in 2020. And so COVID was a scary time when it started. We had, you know, forecast growth. We had made a lot of juice at that point for increased volume, and then a lot of my stock would have shut down very fast. And I was worried, I suppose, like everyone else, what's going to happen here. But in fact, as it happened, COVID really wasn't a hindrance as such in the end, because I think people really looked towards their health during this time. They were trying to boost their immunity. They were looking to where their food was grown, maybe more a focus on who was growing their food and local food producers. So that really helped me and my business. And also, I feel like customers sell your product for you. So while all the shows were cancelled and all the tastings in stores and all these things that help, you know, when you're just starting out to introduce your product to people and customers, while all of that stopped immediately, customers themselves that have, you know, tried your product and found it beneficial to them end up selling your product for you. And that's actually probably your best advertisement. So I found that, you know, was really strong for me over the last few years. And also the fact, you know, I suppose when I just initially said, when it was frightening when all the shops, some of your shops start closing at the start of COVID, it also puts the pressure on you to look at the shops that were doing well and where could, you know, how would you change things up, or what was the best thing to do around this. And so I suppose I looked at the supermarkets with the larger footfall and super value. Initially, I was probably in around 6 super values. I had done the super value food academy course, and I was in 6 super values initially. But over the last 3 years, that's grown to 65 super values, in around 65 super values. And that's really helped to grow the volume of business and to grow the business nationwide. So definitely very positive as to how, you know, our first product, our regular beetroot juice, has worked out for us in the last couple of years.
That's fantastic growth as well. Are Irish people finally beginning to see how amazing a vegetable beetroot actually is?
Definitely. It's a very much on-trend vegetable. You know, I think it was underrated for so long, but I think there's been a lot of coverage and just articles in general highlighting the benefits for a whole host of reasons, for the enormous amount of health offerings, be it reducing high blood pressure naturally, or, you know, just for giving you energy, or the antioxidants, the vitamin C content. You know, I could go on and on, but like it hits a lot of, you know, it attracts a lot of customers for various reasons. And it is essentially our Irish superfood. And I think slowly but surely people are, you know, coming to realise that. So
I think that's a hugely important point. Yeah. It grows relatively easily in Irish soils. It's a very natural and normal vegetable to grow in these parts as well. So why not utilise it? And it's a credit to you for doing that and really bringing it to market too. When it comes then to the beet bullet, in terms of stockists, will they be in super values too, or how do you see that being distributed?
So this product is more, it's more towards the athletic customer base. Now that's not, so for some people it's actually a convenient way if they're not a lover of drinking beetroot juice in general, and they know how good it is for them, and they just want a convenient kind of grab and go. They'll, you know, it's a shot down the hatch and job done. But equally, you know, our base for that is probably the athletic market. So with that in mind, stock is kind of more veered towards, you know, the likes of Ready to Run in, say, locally here, Ready to Run, Jodie has it for sale in Tullamore. And then some local stockers. We're just building up stocks at the moment, Nuts and Grains in Mullingar, Bastion Kitchen in Athlone, say, our own farmers market that we have. We have 3 farmers markets every Saturday in Kilcormac, Kilbeggan and Portumnet. And it's for sale, you know, locally there, also online. So I would imagine that the beet bullet would be more centred towards, you know, sport nutrition shops for now anyway.
And is there a potential export market in it, do you think?
I do, but for now I feel a lot more energy has to go into just even getting it. There's a lot more work to be done around Ireland and to making sure that we're well stocked and the brand is strong in Ireland. So for now, all energy is focused on our own country.
Absolutely, no. And I have to say, it's a fabulous product as well. And it's fantastic to see the development of it, you know, coming with the existing beetroot juice that's on the market to then develop a special product. And look, at all I can do is wish you continued success with it. And I'm sure that 5 acres will keep doubling and doubling and year on year, given by the way you're talking anyway. But listen, fabulous work all together, Anne-Marie. So to yourself and all involved, they're all the family involved in Fearie Farms at Kilcormac. Well done. And look forward to catching up with you again soon.
I appreciate that. Thanks very much, Ron.
And there you go. It's a fantastic product as well. The Beet Bullet from Fearie's Farm. 6 shots in this bottle, it says. It's a 250ml bottle I have in my hand here as well. Super concentrated beetroot juice. But just look at some of the things. High in protein, no added sugar, 100% Irish beetroot. And each shot contains 300mg of natural dietary nitrates. So exactly, used predominantly by kind of athletes and people training for sports. But as Anne-Marie says there, you can use it if you just want to you know, get that daily boost or vitamin boost for yourself as well. And how fabulous to do that with a vegetable that grows really well and really naturally in Irish soils. So well done to everybody there. You can find out more about them on feariesfarm.ie if you wish.